Hello, champion. My name's Sam Crowley from Every Day is Saturday, and I'm fired up for another awesome, off-the-charts, life-changing message for you, the champion, looking to make every day Saturday. As I record this podcast, it is today, Wednesday, July 2nd. Wednesday in the workforce, hump day, almost Friday. Thank God it's Friday, right? It's Wednesday. We're almost there. Actually, the people in the slave camps get this week off because, or they get Friday off. They get a 3-day weekend. July 4th falls on a Friday. So you actually, your last day of work is Thursday. If you're in Australia or other parts of the country, it's already Thursday. So congratulations, but you're not in the U.S., so you're working Friday. See, we're figuring all this out. It's Wednesday, but it's really Thursday, and you're off Friday no matter where you live. Wouldn't it just be easier if every day was Saturday? Wouldn't that just make everybody's life a lot easier? So you wouldn't have to talk like that. It's Wednesday, doing not bad for a Monday, blah, 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 right? Hey, anyway, station identification, Sam Crowley from the world-famous, world-renowned, globally exonerated motivational website, everydayissaturday.com. All right, here you go. You ready? I'm going to get right into this. I am your constant companion. I am your greatest helper or your heaviest burden. I will push you onward or drag you down to failure. I am completely at your command. Half the things I do, you might just as well turn over to me, and I will be able to do them quickly and correctly. I'm easily managed. You must merely be firm with me. Show me exactly how you want something done, and after a few lessons, I will do it automatically. I'm the servant of all great individuals and, alas, of all failures as well. Those who are great, I've made great. Those who are failures, I have made failures. I'm not a machine, though I work with all the precision of a machine plus the intelligence of a human. You may run me for profit or run me for ruin. It makes no difference to me. Take me, train me, be firm with me, and I will place the world at your feet. Be easy with me, and I will destroy you. Who am I? I am habit. Wow. Go back and rewind that and listen to it again, because that is powerful. Habits are very, very powerful. What are your habits? I got to commend you right now, champion, because one of your habits right now is listening to the Every Day is Saturday show, which, congratulations, you have separated yourself right now from 97% of the other people out there that aren't listening to motivation, personal development, learning how to live life on their terms. Me, Sam Crowley, because see, it's my show. I can talk a little bit about me, but it's not about me. You need to plug your story into where I'm talking about myself here a little bit. A few years back, I was listening to personal development. No less than 30 CDs were on my passenger seat on my way to work every single day. And I would just pop one out of my CD player, put another one in. I was in sales a lot on the road, popping one out, popping one in, pop one out, pop one in. Even when I was in management, going into the office every day on my way to work, rather than listen to the radio, I'd listen to motivation. And congratulations to you, because I know what it did for me. And I know how it slowly got into my brain. It got into there, right? Got into both of them. And it slowly changed how I thought about things and how I looked. I wasn't a victim, man. I was a victor. And you need to understand the same thing. You have to get immersed into personal development. Not because motivation's like some, hey, I'm motivated. Like Zig says, man, if you're an idiot and we motivate you, you're just a motivated idiot, right? But if you've got the passion and the drive and you know for a fact that you've got the dream out there, then you got to get after it, and you've got to feed that dream with fuel. It doesn't matter where you are right now. I know I've spoken to a lot of people recently that have fallen on hard times. It's just a season. That's all it is. It's just a season, whether you're going through health issues, relationship issues, financial issues, whatever it is. It's just a season. No different than the spring, the summer, the fall, or the winter. It doesn't matter. It will go away. Tough times don't last, but tough people do. All right, and they do because of the habits that they have created. And I think it's so appropriate right now, and it's just such a powerful message that you have to understand men don't create their future, they create their habits. Who we are today is a product of our habits that we created, whether you did it last month, last year, last week. And oh, by the way, this ridiculous notion that it takes 21 days to make a habit, it's not. I don't know. I don't even know where that came from. Trust me when I tell you it's going to take you a heck of a lot longer than 3 weeks to get into great habits. Because the converse is true. I mean, it has taken you this long to develop the habits that aren't so great. Do you think you're going to actually get out of them in just 3 weeks? But I'll tell you what, you're never going to get out of them if you do not make a decision today to do something different. Let's take an example, just waking up in the morning. When I was in sales back in the 90s, I used to get into work around, we used to have what was called flex time. You can get in anywhere between 7:30 in the morning and 9 o'clock in the morning, and you could work anywhere from 4 to 6 at night. So what did I do? Hey, young kid, 22 years old or so, what do you think I did? Slept in, man. Went out the night before and just slept in till the very last second I could get into work, and I would work late. What I found was I got home with not a lot to do. I was overly tired. I didn't like where my life was going. I said, I'm going to change what? I'm going to change my habit. So I started waking up earlier. Instead of getting in at 8:30 and 9 o'clock in the morning, I started getting in at 7 a.m. What I found was it was very difficult for the first week or two to get into that habit, okay? Get into the habit of waking up early. It was a very simple change in my life, but a very profound and a very powerful change. Because what I realized is when I got into the office first thing in the morning, there wasn't a lot of distractions that there was getting in, people standing around the cubicles, having coffee, talking about what they did last night, what they're going to do tonight, what they're going to do next week. And, hey, Sam, what are you doing? I'd get caught up in conversation before I knew it. It'd be 10, 10:30 in the morning. And when you're in a sales organization, you better get on the phone or you better start doing something productive to help the company earn money or you will be out of the J-O-B, okay? So what I found was getting in early eliminated a lot of distractions. I had the fax machine to myself if I needed it. The office was completely, you know, nobody there. You could shoot a cannonball through the aisles and not hit anyone. They would still stroll in around 7:30, 8 o'clock, and I wouldn't have any distractions, and I would get a lot done. So between the hours of 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., I got twice as much done as I would get done in three times that amount of time, in 6 hours. I could get done in 2 hours. So very powerful, powerful story that shaped the rest of my career and still is with me today. I wake up very early in the morning, around 5, 5:30 in the morning. Why do I wake up that early? Well, number one, I go to bed pretty early. All right, I don't stay up watching stupid reality TV, living somebody else's life. I live my life, champion. You need to live your life, all right? Nothing irks me more than watching these idiots on TV, whether it's, you know, the Paris Hiltons of the world or all these other people with DUI and drug charges and getting arrested and all these crazy, stupid television shows of Entertainment Tonight or Access or whatever this crap is. People want to live other people's lives. They'd rather read a People magazine or Us magazine rather than Think and Grow Rich or Rich Dad, Poor Dad or 4-Hour Work Week. I mean, books that can really change how you view life. So rather than watch all that crap at night and stay up late and pollute my mind, I go to bed early and I wake up early and I wake up refreshed. I have several businesses I run and I need to be fresh and I need to make sure that I'm up at 5, 5:30 in the morning because by the time 8 o'clock hits, the world's going, man. I mean, there's a lot going on and then I start getting phone calls of other things that are going on and I need to be there for those people as well. So 5:30 in the morning until 8 a.m., I get a lot done. I also have coffee with my wife. We hang out with our kids. I mean, it's just a nice lifestyle. And I would challenge you, if you're in that habit right now that isn't productive, you got to break it right now. Cold turkey, no different than if you stop smoking, stop drinking, whether you start exercising. All of these have to start at some point. It's going to be very uncomfortable. Trust me when I tell you, if you want to be comfortable, you will never be successful. Write that down. Comfortable does not equal successful. Uncomfortable equals success because the fact that you need to start getting uncomfortable when you break your habits, just like I did waking up earlier in the daytime. It stuck with me. I'm turned 40 years young just a couple days ago, and I'm in better shape than I was when I was 20 years old. Another habit was exercise. So who we are today is a product of our habits that we created last month or last year. In my case, it was 20 years ago I created this habit. Exercising, it was 5 years ago. I hired a personal trainer. I still go to the gym 5 days a week. I never lifted a weight in my life before then. Who we are tomorrow, it's decided by the habits that you create today. All right? Right now, today. Think of something that you would really, if it's losing weight, look, I get it, man. I know how hard it is to, one of my biggest pieces of kryptonite, so to speak, is ice cream at night with my kids. I mean, I'm addicted to it, but I broke that habit a couple weeks ago. So I'm going off it, man. I'm going off it, and I'm going to get back into the best shape of my life, and it's had a profound effect just in the last 14 days, but it was very difficult. Number one, I love spending that time with my kids having ice cream, and number two, I love ice cream. So it's the simplest form. We're not talking about reinventing the wheel here. You got to understand, I'm talking about very simple applications. Your habits are a direct reflection of what your vision is. If your vision is to be overweight, tired, not focused, and not successful, then your habits are going to be a direct reflection of that. My vision is to be the number one motivational speaker in all of the world. My vision is when if there's a conversation going on anywhere in the world with 6 billion people about how to be an effective entrepreneur, about how to live the life you love, and about how to make every day Saturday, my name better come up or I'm not doing a very good job. And my habits are a direct reflection of that vision I have about every day is Saturday. And I'm serious. And this isn't a, you know, these types of podcasts are not for the weak. They're not for the faint of heart. They're not for people who think, you know, I think I'll give it a shot. If you think you're going to give it a shot, just go get a job. Let someone else tell you what to do. Don't make any of your own plans. Just you'll fit nicely into someone else's plans. And what those are, I have no idea, but who cares? Because you're not disciplined enough to have the habits that will create a better tomorrow for you. If you are disciplined enough to create those habits, you will realize financial success way beyond what you ever thought was possible. And you have to understand that it does not start today on Wednesday. If it's July 2nd, you need to start right now, July 2nd. It ain't going to end on July 3rd, and all of a sudden you're going to be this, you know, ultra entrepreneur, multi-millionaire by the 4th of July weekend. That's crazy, and it's for these people that with the lotto mind mentality, you know, buy the lotto, take a chance, got a chance, take a chance. If you want to live your life on chance, again, go get a job because it's not going to work, and you need that security. And I'm serious about that. A lot of people need to be managed. A lot of people need to be in a structured environment. This is not the podcast for that. This show is directly for the entrepreneur that is willing to take a risk. And you know what comes with risk? Reward. Failure comes with risk as well. But I'll tell you what, I love the saying as well, and I don't know who said it, but I love it, that regret weighs tons. Discipline weighs ounces, but regret weighs tons. If you need to have the discipline, it's going to hurt a little bit, no doubt about it. You know, maybe I could stay up later. Maybe I could do other activities that would keep me up till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. I don't want to. I'm tired the next day. I want to be focused the next morning. That's discipline. Not having that ice cream, that's discipline. I laugh about it, but that's discipline. And I'm gaining better health because of that. But regret, not waking up in the morning, not staying on top of my business, not focusing on having the number one motivational business in all of the world, regretting that when I'm rocking in my rocking chair, when I'm 65, 70 years old, probably more like 90 because I'll be in too good a shape to get a rocking chair at 65. I don't want to look back at regret, man. I just don't want to look back and say, you know, that was my idea. I think I could have done that. Yeah, I think I could have been on stage. Yeah, I'm speaking to 1,000, 1,200 people every single month in a different venue right now. I was speaking into a microphone in my room 3 years ago trying to juggle every day is Saturday and get this dream going that I had. Now, I'm sold out. Are you sold out for what you're doing? Are you creating the habits to be successful? Pick one niche, focus on it, drive it, man. Just drive it and attack it with sledgehammer blows. Trying to be strong everywhere, you're going to be strong nowhere. You try to chase two rabbits, both are going to escape. I'm telling you, just focus on what you do best. Create a habit and a discipline around that, and soon you will find every day will be Saturday. There'll be no Wednesday. Every day will be the 4th of July, man, because the last four letters in American, right? I can. My name's Sam Crowley from EverydayIsSaturday.com. Come on over to the website. Get your name and email in there. If you haven't got the ebook, you are a champion. We are speaking on stages all around the world. We're in Hawaii next month. I'm fired up and focused to speak to a bunch of champions there. I am so incredibly blessed to do what I do and love what I do. And you can do it as well, champion. We'd love to speak at your next event. Send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. I believe in you. I believe in your dream. And I believe you are a champion. God bless you.